This chazor is zechinish of bachichas reshag v'am yehudim zechus noachas daf mem aleph. Zochtim our brisa says a garment that is worn folded is chayiv in tzitzis at the fold. Rav Shimon says it's potter, but instead, meaning he said instead the tzitzis should be at the actual corners of the unfolded garment. They both agree if it was folded and sewn down, it would be chayiv in tzitzis at the fold. In fact, the mara pshita if it's chayiv if it was sewn down like that, so it's chayiv at the current corners. And from other brisa is teaching that even if it was sewed down with wide stitches, which are not really proper stitching, still it's chayiv over there on the folds. Rava bar Rav Nachman was wearing a folded garment that had tzitzis on the fold, like the Tanakhama said. The garment unfolded with the result that the tzitzis were then in the middle of the garment near his head. Rav Bar Huna said that's not the corner that the Torah says is chayiv in tzitzis. Rav then took off the garment and put on a different one. Rav said tzitzis is not a personal obligation, it's an obligation on the garment, and therefore you have to fix the tzitzis of the garment that you just removed. In fact, maybe we can bring a proof to this from the Chassidim HaRishonim who would put tzitzis onto the garment before they were even ready to be worn. And if tomorrow that's no proof, they were just more machmir on themselves, which we know that they were, and many other things. Mira continues, this view would seem to argue on that of a malach who told her Katina, in the summer you wear a linen garment, which we said is not chayiv in tzitzis, and in the winter you wear a woolen garment with rounded corners. You never fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Or Katina asked, does one get punished for not fulfilling an asay? The malach said, when there's a time of anger in Shemayim, one can get punished for not doing an asay. Now, if we say that tzitzis is a personal obligation, it would make sense that the malach was saying that he can get punished for not having tzitzis. However, if we say it's an obligation of the garment, why would a person get punished for that? Mara says, that's not a proof. Even if it's a personal chiyuv, he would not be punished for not having tzitzis on a garment when he doesn't need tzitzis. Rather, the malach was telling him, it looks like you're trying to find a way to be patur from tzitzis. Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, the name of Shmuel, said, garments that are lying in a drawer are chayiv and tzitzis. However, the techrichim used to bury a mace do not get tzitzis. The Gemara says that we would put tzitzis onto the techrichim so as not to embarrass the mace. Rachman, the name of Yehuda, said, if a garment tore more than three etzbayis from the corner, it can be sewn. If it tore within three etzbayis to the corner, it may not be sewn. Since this is the place where the tzitzis are to be put, we're concerned that he'll leave over threads from the sewing and use that as a tzitzis, which would be puzzle. A braisa says this as well. The braisa says, if a garment tore more than three etzbayis from the corner, it could be sewn. If it tore within three etzbayis to the corner, it may says it may not be sewn. The Chum say it could be sewn. They both agree that a person should not replace a torn off corner with a piece that already had tzitzis on it, even if that piece was a square amma. They also all agree that one may take the tzitzis off another garment and put it onto a different garment as long as the strings are not torn. So Fekmar, can we prove from over here that one may untie tzitzis from one garment to another? Mar said maybe that the Brisa is discussing where the garment was all worn out, and maybe only then it's mutter. Mar continues, a Brisa says if a garment is made of tchelis, the two strings that normally must be white can be of any color, except that they cannot be the blue dye of a tree. Fekmar, another Brisa discusses the same type of garment and says that if a blue dye of a tree is used, it's kosher. And Fekmar of Nachum Yitzchak said, the first Brisa is dealing with a garment that has only four strings, which when looped through become eight strings, and the second Brisa is dealing with a garment that had eight strings, and when looped through become 16. Fekmar, presumably, the reason that we don't allow the blue dye of the tree is that one may take them out from that garment and then, thinking that they're tchelis, put them onto another garment. Does this prove that one may transfer tzitzis from one garment to another? Mar says it may be that we really don't allow it, but we're concerned for the case of where someone does it anyway, even though he's not supposed to do it. Mar continues, we have learned, Rav says, we may not take tzitzis from one garment for another. Shmuel says that we may. Rav says we may not light one chanukah ner from another chanukah ner. Shmuel says that we may. Rav says that the halacha does not follow Rav Shimon regarding greira, dragging a bed, a chair, or a bench on the ground on Shabbos, which are Shimon says it's mutter as long as he doesn't intend to make a kruv. Shmuel says that it does follow Rav Shimon the halacha. Mark continues, Rabbi Yehuda would give his garments with tzitzis to a launderer without concern that the tchelis would rip, and the launderer would then replace it with strings dyed with the blue dye of a tree. Rav Hanina would roll the tzitzis into a ball to make sure they don't rip. Ravina would sew them into the hem of the garment. Mark continues, a braisa says, how many strings are put on the corner? Beishamai say four, Beisilu say three. How much should the loose strings be hanging down? Beishamai say four etzbayis, Beisilu say three etzbayis. The three etzbayis of Beisilu are one quarter of a tefach of an average man. A papa said a deraisa tefach is equal to four etzbayis using the thumb, six etzbayis using the small finger, five etzbayis using the third finger. Rav Huna said that tzitzis are made of four folded strings attached within four etzbayis to the end of the corner and should hang down four etzbayis. Rabbi Yehuda says that tzitzis are made of three folded strings attached within three etzbayis to the end of the corner and should hang down three etzbayis. Rav Papa said the halacha is that tzitzis are made of four folded strings attached within three etzbayis to the end of the corner and should hang down four etzbayis. Does that mean that there's a minimum required size for tzitzis? The Brisa says that the word tzitzis suggests it can be any size, and Beishamai Beisil went up to the attic of Rabbi Yechonam and Beseir and said that tzitzis have no minimum size required and that a lulav has no minimum required size. And for Gemara, that means there's no maximum size, but the Ravada is a minimum size required. It has to be what's meant, because a Mishnah clearly gives a minimum size for a lulav. It must be that they were talking about the maximum. There's no maximum size.